This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. residents dying of COVID-19. There is the big question about parents pulling kids out of school over COVID concerns. Things are turned upside down in just a couple of days or a couple of weeks back in the classroom. Plus, how about this? SpaceX launching four people into orbit in that company's first ever tourism mission. It's happening, people. If you have the bucks and you want to go into space, well, you might have to wait, but you can get a seat. What does it all mean? And happy Yom Kippur for those who are celebrating. I have some friends that are celebrating Yom Kippur, so we reach out to all of you. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for kicking this one open with me as we continue down midweek the path of mid-September here on this show. Starting to get a little bit cooler. That's a good thing. Plus, we're going to get away from hurricane season. Oh, man, is that a good thing. If we look to my friends in Louisiana, Mississippi, even in the Northeast after Ida, I think we're all weary of hurricanes and the records that they're setting, especially when it comes to rain. But once again, as COVID turns, so does our world, and I say that this show's about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and that's the big buzz that's still happening. Of course it is, because if you have children in school, you're concerned about what's going on at school. Is it remote once again? I have a lot of friends with kids who are in high school or middle school, and that's starting to happen where they went back to school, but now because of some of the teachers, frankly, being on ventilators, a couple of big scares in an area where I am, and one teacher dying, now the conversation is about, okay, we're going to go remote again, right? But these school board meetings have turned into chaotic affairs with parents screaming at parents and the school board just watching as it all plays out and then ultimately trying to make a decision. And I'm not saying every place that's happening with the school board, but it's happening in a lot more than what I remember from covering school boards when I was in television news. And of course, this is because of the threat that Delta, that variant, is providing, sadly, to way too many kids. You know, they catch it, and then that also spreads, and it spreads to adults who are vulnerable, even those who are vaccinated. And even some of the kids are having a tough time breathing and having a tough time with it, which makes the dining room table a comeback as doing double duty for the classroom. So lots of notebooks being set up and iPads and everything else as we continue to navigate and track the cases and deaths in the United States. It's exactly what so many of us didn't want to hear. And as I'm in broadcasting and was going to take this show on the road to Las Vegas at the National Association of Broadcasters, there is the NAB, which is the biggest show for the broadcasting world, and it's in Las Vegas once a year. The show canceled today. They canceled because of the Delta variant and the risk and of being in Las Vegas. They didn't blame Las Vegas and didn't point fingers at Vegas because of so many people. You know, it's the adult playground, so many people going to Vegas, just saying that, you know, unfortunately to the community in the national, in the NAB, there was no way to do this. And said, in fact, they've always kept the best interest and safety of the industry as the priority. And so it's become apparent in the face of the challenges that we can no longer effectively host NAB or our co-located events, the radio show and sales and management television exchange in person. And at the end of the text that I got from somebody at the NAB, They said, "We're disappointed that we will not be together again in person next month. We look forward to converging at the 2022 NAB show, April 23rd through the 27th, to reignite our passion for our business and focus on a bright future ahead." The reason I read part of that out to you is because this is what's starting to happen, where corporations and other events, once again, the hospitality industry getting hit by the Delta variant, which means business. Now, does it mean all meetings have gone down? Does it mean smaller conventions? Does it mean companies aren't doing anything off-site? No, but when that big domino falls, it does demonstrate that there is big concern about the stress of Delta on schools, on business, and everything else in between that one can imagine. There are vaccination sites going up in some places, although now you can go to a pharmacy, so depending on where you live, and it's not to the gargantuan level that it once was, let's say, in the spring when you were talking about stadiums, but it's a obviously a very, very big deal, needless to say. In case you didn't hear on a previous show, it is official. Gavin Newsom did fend off a wall of Republicans, mostly because Larry Elder, who is the conservative talk show host, probably had the best shot at overtaking Newsom in the recall election. It did not happen. The Democratic governor of Cali is still in his position as governor. Some say it's because of Elder's take on some women's issues and some of what he said as a talk show host over the course of his career, including saying that companies in California had the right to ask women if they were pregnant or planned on getting pregnant, which immediately is a red flag of, ooh, maybe we don't want to hire you. He didn't quite finish the sentence out that way, but it really irked a lot of Democratic women, I think, and a few Republicans. So that sent some to the so-called polls for the recall election, because it's two questions. And Gavin Newsom stays in his spot and fends off the challenge. I have to say, I wasn't sure that was going to happen, because it was definitely looking like people were tired of some of his talking out of both sides of his mouth when it came to the pandemic and other things that have happened to California, the craziness of the drought, the economic hardships in California, the average price of a home in California, you ready for this? $800,000. Brother, can you spare a few dimes? I mean, and we're not talking Beverly Hills. It is crazy some of what you deal with in California. I said the red tape, red tape, red tape. To me, that is what's, I think, very, very tough for lots of businesses, and that's when they start to freak out and look at who they've elected and what should they do next. All right, I said SpaceX, they told us they were going to do this. So SpaceX launched four people into orbit in their first ever tourism mission. That happened on Wednesday night. None of them were professional astronauts. The launch pad at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida was illuminated with spotlights against the night sky. It was beautiful. And the SpaceX rocket, the nine engines fired up big time after 8 o'clock Eastern. It looked beautiful. And the team of amateurs, which included a billionaire who self-funded the mission, a cancer survivor, a community college teacher, a Lockheed Martin employee, all strapped in and went up. And it was a successful mission. Would you go up into space? Odds and ends on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, head of deposit products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com.
Into space. That is pretty wild, isn't it? Just think about that. What's it going to look like 10, 20 years from now? And off the air, I was having a behind-the-mic conversation with the wonderful Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro of the show, and it made me think about how much I'm curious about space and have been to NASA, etc., and have seen some pretty amazing launches and whatnot. And I've interviewed a couple of astronauts. One of them was John Glenn, and boy, talking to him, it just was just an incredible conversation. You think of the great John Glenn and how long, you know, of course, he was a senator from Ohio by the time I met him. But and he flew back into space at, what, 77 years old. But he, the way he talked about going into space and being the first American to orbit the Earth back in the early 60s, I mean, he like was like a kid. Just the kind of the twinkle in his eyes. And then I had a chance to interview Frank Borman. And Frank Borman had such an interesting personality. I think he made a cameo on, I don't know which show it was. It was an NBC show maybe 6, 7 years ago or before that. But he was interesting. And the reason I had the chance to even meet him is he was in Las Cruces, New Mexico. He ran a Ford dealership and then bought a cattle ranch in Montana. And we were talking about cattle and all kinds of things. And, of course, my fascination with NASA and him having the time. We talked about being the commander of Apollo 8 and the first mission to fly around the moon and his crewmates and what was that moment like, you know, for him. And this is this was a guy, he was sort of tough as nails. He had a different personality from John Glenn. And he was a guy, he went to West Point, and he, you know, qualified as a fighter pilot. He served in the Philippines. He had all these incredibly interesting background things that he did before becoming an astronaut. And then once he was done with that, what happened with him, I thought was, you know, fascinating, too. I mean, remember, he was a VP for operations at Eastern Airlines, and he was even, I think, the CEO at one point of Eastern before me, you know, before my time where I would realize that. But in talking to him, understanding that, so interesting, you know, to hear his background, going through the program, and then more importantly to me, what it was like when he was in space. And he had a couple of missions into space that are pretty fascinating, and they're immortalized. I mean, there's so many movies. Tom Hanks seems to be fascinated by it too, and makes all kinds of movies about astronauts. He's not the only one. I think his pal Spielberg has. You know, you look him up, and there's even one that's going on right now on one of the streaming channels. But if you want to be entertained and learn more about what space was like, the first frontier, and now think of where we are with this SpaceX capsule, it is pretty amazing. And especially when you look at SpaceX and you think of Elon Musk and the whole idea of a guy accrues massive amounts of money, but wants this to happen and doesn't give up on the stream even when people are laughing at him, and it becomes a reality. So the passengers float around the capsule as it circles around the planet every 90 minutes. They travel at more than 17,500 miles an hour while the passengers float and take in the panoramic views of the Earth, which that would be mind-blowing. And then they dive back into the atmosphere for that crazy fiery reentry that we see. That would be the scary part, and splash down off the coast of Florida. Now, splashdown, so it was a successful launch, but we're not done yet, right? Splashdown is slated for Saturday, but if it could change if weather or other issues make an early return, because, you know, it's all about the weather. The capsule is stocked with food and supplies for about a week. So they got a week to get down. That's it. You're up there, you got a week, you space tourism customers, and that's it. But looking at their digs and just looking at their faces, it's just, wow. It does make you think. I mean, there's the question for you. Somebody gives you a ticket. You don't have to pay for this incredibly expensive ticket. Somebody gives you a ticket to get on one of these launches. Would you go? Or would you say, I'm not so sure about that, because, you know, there's no guarantees, right? No guarantees whatsoever. All right, this is Odds and Ends, so let's jump around here a little bit. Boy, this to me is just so interesting to see what has now happened with testimony about Larry Nassar, that abuse, and how it just went under the wire, and what was USA Gymnastics doing? What were they thinking? Who did not have their eyes on what was going on? So Simone Biles testified on the Hill. She said, "We suffered and continued to suffer," and talked about the FBI failing them, failing to stop him. So the GOAT, because she is the GOAT, I think she's the greatest of all time for USA Gymnastics. There's no question. She was at a testified at a Senate panel on Wednesday for allowing, you know, why did they allow this former team doctor to abuse dozens of women and children? And she said at one point that she was abused by their official team doctor long before she was made aware of their knowledge. She said that we have been failed. We have been failed. And she wasn't the only one. There were other elite gymnasts that testified. Allie Reisman, for one. Michaela Maroney, Maggie Nichols, names you may or may not recognize, who were incredible on Team USA. They all testified on the failure to investigate the 2015 sexual abuse allegations against Nasser. And they said, yeah, we were victims of the abuse. And so that's the thing with what happened with him, is how many decades it went on, and if it had been stopped sooner. You know, Reisman especially was very blunt. She said it was like serving innocent children up to a pedophile on a silver platter. Absolutely. And why they don't re-rack USA Gymnastics, I don't know. The people in charge, the cover-ups that happen, the insaneness of all of that. You know, there was a 119-page report that came out a couple of months ago that found Indianapolis FBI officials made false statements, failed to respond for months, leading to more than 100 other gymnasts being sexually abused, and they, according to this report, exhibited extremely poor judgment in the handling of the allegations against him. I can't imagine being a parent reading that report and realizing, oh, I had one of those children that could have been saved from this sick, demented man who should not have been in the position that he was. Good for all of them for testifying and calling out what they should have called out. I mean, they need to be held accountable. I mean, and this is a stain on the FBI. And that's one of the things that Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, said. He's saying, yeah, there's got to be more accountability. This is ridiculous. It has to be effective. That should not have happened. It's totally, totally unacceptable. So, of course, the FBI director apologized to the four athletes and said, I'm deeply and profoundly sorry to each and every one of you. I'm sorry for what you and your families have been through. I'm sorry that so many different people let you down over and over again. Unfortunately, he had to do that, right? And, of course, I'm sure he wanted to. But it's like hollow words when you read the report and you realize, wow, this was just sloppy, lazy nonsense. And he should have been stopped much sooner. I mean, it is a debacle. And USA Gymnastics, you know, they reached in August an agreement on a proposed $425 million settlement with more than 500 women who said they were sexually abused by Nasser. Of course, he's behind bars for the rest of his life, but people have to be held accountable still. Coming up, we're heading to the mailroom. Your thoughts next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday, seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats. The president said that as part of the partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including the sharing of technology to help in that pursuit. The only other country that the U.S. has shared that knowledge with is the U.K. as part of a 1958 agreement. And Texas's Attorney General has sued a Northeast Texas school district for including a mask mandate in the district's dress code. AG Ken Paxton filed the suit earlier this week, accusing the Paris Independent School District of defying a law banning mask mandates in the state's schools. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the district on Wednesday, preventing the school from enforcing its mandate. This is USA Radio News. SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian mission into orbit. The four-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean. Astrophysicist Hakim Ulise tells ABC News that while the crew are civilians, there are still plenty of scientific experiments to be run during the mission.
Every mission has what we call a payload specialist, and that payload specialist is who is responsible for undertaking those experiments that we're talking about. So this crewed mission, although they are civilians, everybody has a job, just like they were in a military tank, on a military ship, or in a NASA rocket. And so the engineer there is the payload specialist, so that's who will be conducting those experiments. And there's all sorts of experiments you can do in space, those that involve zero G, those that involve radiation, and that's what they're going to focus on here because they're going much higher than they typically go.
And this is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Talk about the mail, please, Mac. I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in
the mail,
then. Dig in the mail,
then.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's dive right in. Step aside, cattle. So, this one from Kurt, who says, Kate, wow, vax requirements, that's becoming a thing. Thank goodness I found my card. I did get vaccinated. I was kind of leery, to be honest, at first, but then my girlfriend pretty much said, get vaccinated or hit the road, Jack. So I did it, and it was fine. I didn't have any side effects. And luckily, I got the proof, the cards, of course, that they stamp. I got Moderna, and I put it in my back pocket. I've lost it three or four times. I put it inside a drawer, and now people are requiring it. So I took some photos of it, but I understand that that's not good enough. You have to have the actual physical card. So there was a big panic in my house because we're going to a concert. We have to show our vaccination proof, and luckily, I found it in the nick of time. So my warning is, beware, make sure you have that card somewhere where you can find it if you bothered to get vaccinated. And because I've had friends, I'm not even 30, that have gotten really ill with COVID. None died, but they didn't get vaccinated. I am a believer now in the whole vaccination dealio. Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that about the whole the vaccine card, because at first it was like, okay, so you got your two, you know, vaxes, if you got them, or you didn't, and you don't have it, so you can't go to XYZ place. But if you did get it and you had these plans, then you realize you start to get notifications that you need that proof of the vaccine. So we knew it was coming, right? And there was, like, big arguments over that. But, of course, you knew it was coming. So, like, Los Angeles, you think they wouldn't have that? They're going to issue proof of vaccination for indoor bars, wineries, breweries, nightclubs, lounges, you know, all of that. And also, proof, if you don't have the proof of vaccination, you got to have the negative COVID test for outdoor mega events. And the mega events include, you have to have proof of vaccination, but you definitely have to have at least a negative COVID test for the outdoor things. So Dodgers, Rams, Chargers, anything that's going to be outdoors, you have to have that or forget about it. In Philly, my cousin is excited beyond belief, posting things all over the place that she's crazy about Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam. And she said, I haven't seen Eddie in 18 months. And they did an outdoor thing. So they're building an outdoor stage. But still, people have to show proof of being vaccinated. So it is interesting thinking initially, well, I get vaccinated and okay, I got vaccinated. And we talked about those cards. And was that going to be something that was going to be a big damn deal. And guess what? It's becoming a BDD in a lot of places because nobody wants to have a super spreader event. That's why at the top I said the National Association of Broadcasters, that's huge money for Vegas. That's huge money in broadcasting. And boom, down, because they don't want to take that risk that it becomes a huge stigmatism because they spread, they have mega cases of COVID, and they become the event that shouldn't have gone on. So they I guess, really wrestled with it, wanting to really be able to do it, but realizing, what is this going to do for us? All right, let's go to this one. This is from Hal. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long, long time. Trust me, I'm listening whenever I can. I'm looking at the 1 in 500 Americans. I think you said it on a previous show. I've seen it all over the place in print and other spots. I mean, that really puts it in perspective. It is an awful milestone when you think 1 in 500 Americans have died of COVID-19. And the answer to the question of how long that was, they just did a story on it, and I know you talk to people at the Washington Post and you read it, but that's over a 19-month period. So think about the mortality rate of that and what it means. There was all that conversation about flattening the curve, and now that seems to have died down. And there was also conversation about herd immunity. And it seems as though, sadly, in the fall, we're going back into more of the same. And it is sad and it is tiresome. And I feel all of you out there. It is really, 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 really very, very tough. All right. It is really, really, really very tough. You know, it hit me a couple of months ago when I was at my mother-in-law's graveside funeral, and she died. She was a wonderful lady, died of COPD, but the person who handled putting everything together said to me that they have, you know, you couldn't get a stone, you can't get a headstone, it's going to take months and months and months, and that there were nothing but, you could see graves all over the place that they had dug. And she said it was nothing but COVID. Nothing but COVID. She said, take a look around, and said that to me. And that really hit me because I could see the fresh graves that were sitting there. And she said, of course, they're not going to have stones right away because they can't make them fast enough. And to me, that is very chilling. It goes to the point that he made about, and I made on the show about the 1 in 500 Americans. All right, let's go to something else, shall we? Let's go to this one. This one is from Edie, and Edie says, Kate, I've got to tell you, I could never be more proud than the people in my neighborhood in New Orleans that have reached out and helped so many other people in the state and other areas where we maybe weren't hit quite as hard. One thing about Louisiana, and I think you allude to it on your show, I think you've spent some time here, is we are a tough bunch. And immediately it's about the other person. It's about the neighbor. It's about the people around the bend. It's about helping someone else who's got it worse than you. And trust me, we are still in cleanup mode. There are so many people that have those giant bins outside of their homes where they're pretty much just gutting everything inside. You know, once you have the shock and awe of the initial hit, then a lot of the coverage goes away. But we are still feeling it, and which is why you see our football team, of course, cannot play in New Orleans. And on that note, go Saints. What do you think the Saints will do this year? I love how you turned it into the Saints at the end. Yeah, I said I thought the Saints were going to be good. And, of course, so much of it starts with the quarterback, Jameis Winston, who looked like a world beater, and really the parts around him in thrashing Green Bay. But, you know, now we're on to another week. And I think some of the parts, I know, some of the key parts of the Saints, you know, their offense and defense are still intact. And that makes a huge difference. It's, of course, we all miss Drew Brees, but now they're taking on the Panthers, right? And they're going to be in Charlotte, and they've got the early game, and I like them for this. I mean, they're favored just by 3, and I think they cover that, and I think they're up 2 games on the season. They win both right out of the chute, so that's what I think. I think they're going to be there in the end. They have a very good chance to be competitive and certainly to make it into the playoffs. All right, let's go to Tom, who says, Kate, what's up with North Korea and these missiles? I'll tell you, whenever I see North Korea and missile in anything I'm reading or I look at, I just kind of take a pause because you wonder what kind of tests are they running and how far can their bloody missiles reach? Yeah, they said the missile system that they tested was a railway-borne missile system. And Reuters had a story on it that the North Korean in charge of the test said it was just a counter-strike means capable of dealing, capable of dealing a harsh multi-concurrent blow to the threat-posing forces. Read what you will in the statement that their state media released of the North Korean marshal, Park Chan, because that's what he said. And it happened on Wednesday at the same time South Korea tested a missile firing from a submerged 3,700-ton submarine. And South Korea said the target was hit during its test. you got to show your muscle, right? So you got to show that you've got an arsenal, that you have means. And I suppose it's part of the North-South Korea relations. And there are tensions between the South Korean president and North Korea because, of course, he thinks that they're provoking him. They're provoking South Korea. And I don't blame him for thinking that. Why? What kind of gobbledygook statement that was released is going to make anyone think, oh, that's okay. You're going to have a harsh concurrent blow suit in case you need a counter-strike? Come on, give me a break. All right, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, nail the score, 855-266-5283.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, it's back. I know it's taken some of you by surprise. You know how we roll here. If I ran a department store, the sale would be over and I'd be announcing the sale. It's just so busy, right? And I am psyched about the NFL. I've told the story before. I used to travel with the Cowboys. I covered the Giants, covered the Cowboys, covered the entire NFL. And I loved my time doing that and really enjoy watching football. So here we are, week two, 2021. What is the game of the week? Well, the Eagles have been a surprise. I think their first game, anyway, was a huge game against Atlanta. They thrashed Atlanta. And it's a question of what are they going to look like at the link in front of the home crowd. San Francisco is actually favored by 3 in that one. How about the Steelers after they beat the Bills and the Raiders with their big win over Baltimore? That one's at Heinz Field. That could be a pretty interesting game, I would think. The Cowboys and the Chargers. I think the Cowboys, I mean, they're contending with some injuries and some other nonsense, but I still think Dak Prescott and the core there to be reckoned with. I think the Cowboys are going to have a good season, although the Chargers are favored by 3.5, but that's at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The Chiefs and the Ravens play on Sunday Night Football. You know how I love Sunday Night Football. So when you look at all of what's out there for the second week of what's being served up, I would say there's a couple different directions that we could go, but I'm going to say that it's going to be the 49ers and the Eagles as the game of the week, definitely Cowboy fans will be watching to see what happens with the Eagles if they pick up a second win and whatever happens in their game. And both of those games, the line is very small, right? So this Eagles 49ers game is at the link in Philly, but the 49ers are favored. And I think it's going to be a really, really good matchup. So this is the key thing. You could hate both teams. You could love both teams. Although it's very hard when you're a football fan to love both teams. But you choose one, the 49ers or the Eagles. Who do you think is going to win? All you have to tell me is, well, I think it's going to be the 49ers. And I think the score is going to be 27 to 14, whatever you think it's going to be. And we record that information. And if you nail the score, you win the prizes. And we've had some people that have won the prizes. It's been a while, though, because it's not an easy thing to do. It seems like it would be easy. It's kind of like when the very few times I do the lottery, and I'm like the sucker. I go in, I start filling out the numbers, and I start thinking, well, there's not that many numbers. Could I really win $238 million? And then I get like one number. it's like a pity number that just is hanging out there out of the five choices I made. So this game's fun. You just pick, you don't know anything about football, like I said, or like the teams, you pick a side. 49ers or the Eagles, what do you think the final score is going to be? I'm going to give out the numbers, and then I know some of you are working, or you're just like, what is she doing? I need to jump on the internet and send an email instead. So kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. 49ers and the Eagles, who wins? What is the final score? Or jump on the numbers right now. Lots of you are listening to me live. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. All right. He always comes out of the bunker for us. Always. Pete and Sharon, if Sharon's around. Or else she emails me a lot. All right. So, Pete in Texas, you have the floor. Hello.
Hola.
What do you think?
It is another banner day in Texas.
You know what? It is. Let me say this. Pete, seriously, it is good to live in Texas when you look around us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We might get some rain off this little tropical action we got coming in. But it's not going to be any 10, 12 inches, you know.
No.
It'll be
no.
A couple of inches. But anyway, I digress. 34-30, Birds.
34-30, good. So I like it. So you think it's going to be a close game. I agree. I think the odds makers nailed it, and maybe you'll nail the score. Pete in Texas, thank you so much. Stay safe, my friend. And, again, the way to jump on this is now, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Of course, we always have to put Nate on the spot because he's a lover of football, our technical maestro, as I call him. Nathan Reeder, what say you?
Did I hear that right? Eagles and 49ers?
You did.
In Philly?
In Philly.
Football, it is back. I had no clue. How about 49ers? I really liked the 34-30. I think a nice game where everybody gets to just dig in the whole time sounds great. How about we do, how about we make it just a little bit tougher and 28-24 49ers?
28-24 49ers. All right. It is duly noted. You have spoken, and I have recorded it. Thank you, Nathan. By the way, if anybody wants Nathan's score or mine, you are able to steal it because we can't claim the prizes. Don't worry. If Nathan nails the score, I'll take care of him in some way. I'll send him some nice gift certificate or something. Coffee, right? Everybody always gives you Starbucks coffee. Get more coffee. All right, I'm going to say this is tough. I mean, it is tough to look at this matchup and not think it is going to be just that close where it's a kick. you know, we're talking a handful of points. I'm going to go with the Eagles because I'm going to say there's going to be a home field advantage a little bit. And I think the Eagles win it narrowly. I'm going to say 38 to 34. And that may be too many points, but the dinking and the dunking and what they did in the first game got them down the field. Jalen Hurts looked really good because he was working in the right offense with them. And it's funny, after week one, his jersey sales, and of course this would be any quarterback who stepped out like that. I know Jameis Winston had some great sales for his jersey, as much as we all love Drew Brees. But his jersey sales surged 500% after the Eagles win in week one. It's a long season, though, people. Everybody looks good when they have their first win. But then you start to look at the rest of the schedule, and then if there's injuries, and we know how this whole thing, of course, rolls out. All right, remember, you can send me your guesses, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Guarantee I'm going to get something from Sharon. I got one here from Gray. I don't remember Gray doing this before. It's just like this. I go with the 49ers 27 to 24. All right, some defense probably happening there if that were to be the score. A couple of quick things about what's happening with in the NFL. A couple of quick notes. And don't worry, because I'm sitting here blathering as we're doing Nail the Score. If you sent me something, I will get it at Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence had a broken foot in Wednesday's practice. He's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. That is a huge blow to the defense. They didn't have a sack in week one against the Buccaneers, and they played well against the Buccaneers. They could have won that game. And they probably are going to be out with their second best pass rusher, Randy Gregory, when they take on the Chargers on Sunday. Mike McCarthy was not hopeful about him passing the COVID-19 protocols in time to play against the Chargers, so we'll see what happens. And this is what all the teams are going to be wrestling with, the COVID protocols, injuries, you know, all of that. It's going to be a fun season. Spread the word. Nail the Scores. It will get bigger and bigger, and so will the prizes. Keep that number handy, 855-266-2283. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.